The war veterans were itching to meet their patron. And also the patron would even gear up by, you know, summoning the leadership of the war veterans that they must meet every year instead of for every 5 years. So I think that is a sign of happiness, and that is a sign of building the war veterans, and that is also a sign of respecting war veterans. And the war veterans were also happy because they were in a position to articulate, you know, their feelings, their aspirations, how they want the party to be run and so forth. So, in short, I would say everybody was happy, more than happy.
Mr. Mtasa, do you think so?
I don't think so. Meeting does not constitute happiness. And what is calling articulation of issues, these are issues that have been in the public domain. And everybody knows that these people have been complaining about the same issues that they raised today. And there is no measurement that they were happy because they were able to meet their patron and speak to him. What could have made them happy is if he had said, this is how we are going to address A, B, C, D. But promising and promising does not constitute happiness.
Now, indications, Mr. Chirumanzu, is that the war veterans were demanding more ministerial positions. Is that fair?
No. I think you must maybe have, you know, quoted them wrong. They never said they want ministerial positions, but they said, according to the ideology of ZANU-PF, the way they fought for this country, they prefer key ministerial positions to be in the domain of war veterans, because they will be in a position to deliver, right? They did not say they want all the, what, all, remember, we have got the youth wing, we have got the women's league. So it will be, you know, bad for the war veterans to come up with such a suggestion. This is why I am saying you must have quoted them wrongly.
What do you think, Mr. Mdas?
Yeah, is that not speaking to the problem of factionalism in the party? Because everyone who is a minister now, I think he deserves, by virtue of qualification, to be one. And we don't think those people are outside the party. And why would 36 years down the line, the war veterans start demanding for those positions that they could have demanded for earlier on?
And there were expectations, Mr. Chirumanzu, that maybe the war veterans were going to tell the president to rest a little bit after ruling for almost 36 years. What happened? Some people were expecting that.
No, you see, it is only those people who are not within ZANU-PF structures to think of that. Remember, the structures of ZANU-PF also include the war veterans. And President Mugabe was overwhelmingly voted to be the president of ZANU-PF, the last Congress. So it is only the imagination of those who do not know how ZANU-PF works.
Mr. Mtasa, do you agree with that?
I don't think that is the case. I am sure there are many aspirants for succession, and it is necessary for the party to have a succession plan. And you will remember, Mr. Chirumanzi, that the whole issue of factionalism has to do with people fighting for the position of the president. And you can't tell us that everything is well when people are creating factions to succeed the president.
Yeah, because as a result of those sanctions reported in the newspapers, this is why there was this meeting. That, look, it is not all well within the party. It looks like the party has lost its ideology. And this is why the president also emphasized unity. If you still remember, he started mentioning unity between Comrade Nkomo and himself. And he said this thing must remain. He even introduced to the world that at that conference, there was Comrade Mpoko from ZAPU, Comrade Mnangagwa from ZANU, and these two combined to form ZANU-PF. That was the ideology of the Patriotic Front. And it must remain so. So for anyone to come up with faction, then that particular individual it could be a way of maybe infiltration within ZANU-PF. But otherwise, there is no faction. This is why I said earlier on that there is no one in ZANU-PF who claims to be a leader of a certain faction.
Yeah, the issue is not the absence of unity. It is the absence of a succession plan. That is why.
Yeah, but this succession plan, but Comrade Mtaza, this succession plan is brought for discussion by outside the media, by foreigners. But this succession plan is not within ZANU-PF.